Dr. Footy Newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 31st of May 2014. This is the first issue for May 2014 with over 200,000 subscribers.
Dr. Footy Newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Footy Newsletter. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article,
which in this issue is 6 possible causes of heel pain. The heel is the largest and most important bone among the 26 bones present in your foot. It supports your entire body weight while you walk and at the same time acts like an insulator to absorb the impact of hitting the ground while performing rigorous activities like running. An interesting fact. When you walk, the stress impact on your foot is 1.25 times your body weight, which increases to 2.75 times when you run. Heel pain is a common problem that people face, especially women. Mild heel pain can be short-term and may disappear on its own. However, it can persist for a long time and turn into a chronic condition which needs immediate attention. Here are some causes that could be the actual reason behind your hurting heel. 1. Injury. Injury to the heel due to stress fracture in the heel bone is a common reason for heel pain in adults. However, a single episode of traumatic injury to the heel may not be sufficient for persistent pain in the heels. Most of the times, repetitive stress injuries exert strain on the surrounding muscles, bones, and ligaments, which trigger heel pain. Landing on harder surfaces may also result in heel bone fracture. 2. Plantar fasciitis. Plantar fascia is the stretch of connective tissue that extends from your heel bone to the ball of your foot. Inflammation of this connective tissue is called plantar fasciitis. It is common in people who wear flat shoes. When you walk in flat shoes, over a long period of time, the plantar fascia gets stretched, resulting in inflammation. The same holds true for women wearing high heels. High heels overstretch the tissue and increase pressure on the heel, besides also causing back pain. 3. Bony spurs. A bony heel spur is actually an abnormal bone growth at the point where the plantar fascia is attached to the heel bone. It is caused by prolonged strain due to abnormal gait. Bending the feet inwards can stretch the plantar fascia and cause chronic inflammation. Sometimes muscle strain and increasing tension on the heel can result in a bony growth or spur. The bony spur keeps growing in the direction where the stretch is causing pain. 4. Achilles tendinopathy. The Achilles tendon is the largest tendon of the body, which connects the calf muscles and the heel bone. People who are involved in sports that require running and jumping are prone to inflammation of the tendon due to its overuse. 5. Bursitis. Bursa is the protective cushion present between the joints and between the tendon and the bones. Inflammation of the bursa at the back of the heel can cause immediate swelling and pain in the heel. And 6. Arthritis. Sometimes diseases like rheumatoid arthritis can also contribute to inflammation and heel pain.
News now of our new product. New product, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is extremely effective in the control of dry and rough skin. It softens hard, dry skin, helping to keep it soft, supple, and helps prevent further problems developing. Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is an effective moisturiser with aloe vera and urea and is ideal for maintaining the condition of the skin on your feet. It manages and helps prevent dry and rough skin. Developed in the UK by podiatrists, Dr. Foot's Foot Care Cream is a professionally inspired formulation that works with your body's natural defences to conditioned skin. See and order our foot care cream on our website, www.drfoot.co.uk. Now a question from a patient.
And this time it's from Kate Hayward from the UK, who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I've had plantar fasciitis for some time and tried most things. I've recently been offered shockwave therapy by my private podiatrist. This isn't cheap. Can you tell me more about it and the success rates? And will it stop my plantar fasciitis? Thanks, Kate Hayward."
And here's Dr. Foot's answer.
Hello, Kate. This is Dr. Foot. Extracorporeal shockwave therapy, or ESWT, is performed by using shockwaves to treat localized musculoskeletal pain. A shockwave is very intense and very brief. A wave of energy that travels faster than the speed of sound. The idea of using this type of energy burst to treat musculoskeletal pain was introduced in Europe in the early 1990s. Despite its high level of effectiveness, ESWT should only be seriously considered if all other conservative treatments have failed. While it is a far preferable treatment method to surgery, it is a highly involved process that can be both expensive and time-consuming. Additionally, 80 to 90% of patients with plantar fasciitis are successfully treated within a six-month period of time using standard conservative practices. ESWT is generally reserved for the 10 to 20% of plantar fasciitis cases that do not respond to the standard treatments in a reasonable period of time. Likewise, treating heel pain with ESWT has now been approved, but it is also generally reserved for hard-to-treat cases that would otherwise be considered for surgical intervention or injections of Botox or alcohol, both of which are considered more invasive options than shockwave therapy. Although it is not the primary treatment option for either plantar fasciitis or chronic heel pain, patients who undergo electronic shockwave therapy are typically able to return to work immediately after treatment, as most patients return to their usual level of activity 1 or 2 days after the procedure has been performed. While there are potential complications that can occur, and patients must be made aware of all the associated risks, there are very few documented problems or side effects with this procedure. The biggest concern that most opponents have to ESWT is that it can be much more costly than other procedures, though the shorter recovery times associated with this procedure may offset upfront expenses over the long run. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
This is our recommended product.
Heel pain sufferers find extra support in Dr. Foot Pro insoles.
These work wonders on problem-prone feet. They are biomechanically engineered to help relieve tendonitis. The contoured shape supports your feet in two directions, both lengthwise and across the arch, for maximum relief of pain and fatigue. They help reduce stress at key weight points, keep each foot properly aligned, and cradle and stabilise your heels. A strategically placed heel insert made of poron foam absorbs the pounding foot shock of each step. Dr. Foot Pro 3/4 length insoles provide the support you need to ensure immediate relief from tendonitis and are available for shoe sizes 3 to 4 UK shoe size, 5 to 6 USA, to sizes 12 to 14 UK shoe size, and 13 to 15 USA shoe size. At present, you can click to buy two pairs of insoles for a 20% discount. Suitable for both men and women, and there's also Dr. Foot Sport insoles available on our website. Visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, for 5-star reviews on Dr. Foot Cream for dry skin or calluses, men's comfort shoes, 10-minute callus removal kit, imperial solution for athlete's foot, bunion night and day splints that can correct bunions, aquiline gel for smelly feet, Gerwell fungal nail oil for fungus nails, Flexitol Heel Balm for dry cracked heels, Dr.Foot Pro insoles for flat feet, and silicone heel cups for heel pain. For more information, please visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain.
Do you need an acclaimed HCPC podiatrist? Dr. Foot recommends the Foot Medic. Treatments include chiropody, biomechanics, ultrasound, prescription medicines, and sports medicine. Mention Dr. Foot and get a 10% discount. Telephone 0121 523 5885. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions are also available there. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.